President Trump is thanking Saudi Arabia today for low oil prices after he was criticized yesterday for defending the U.S. economic relationship with Saudi Arabia. Trump said we may never know all of the facts surrounding the murder of Mr. Jamal Khashoggi and that it would be a terrible mistake to abandon the Saudis. He said that even though the CIA has reportedly concluded that Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of the Virginia-based journalist last month. Let's bring in Congressman-elect Brian Stile. He will represent Wisconsin's 1st congressional district next year, filling the seat being vacated by House Speaker Paul Ryan. Congressman-elect, do you agree with the president's position to continue backing Saudi Arabia?
I'd like us to fully investigate the facts of that incident to make sure we understand who is at fault. The Saudi Arabia has been a long-term, strong ally of the United States. And you'd like to continue that relationship with Saudi Arabia, but do feel it's important to fully investigate the events that led up to his murder.
I realize that you don't have full access to the intelligence yet at this point. You haven't been sworn in yet. But if you are convinced by the CIA's assessment, do you think Congress should impose further sanctions on the Saudis?
Well, I think there should be repercussions if in fact that's proven to be true. What those repercussions are, I think that's a dialogue between what will be my future colleagues in the House along with the administration.
When you are sworn in this January, Republicans, as you well know, are going to be in the minority in the House for the first time in many years. What are the chances that anything meaningful gets done in the next 2 years?
I'm optimistic, but ultimately that's going to be in the hands of the Democrats in the House of Representatives, and maybe that will be Speaker Pelosi or maybe someone else. I come to the table ready to work with anybody who's ready to move the American economy and advance our agenda forward.
On what issues, though? On what issues do you think realistically Democrats and Republicans can come together on?
I think there's an opportunity in particular to address the skills gap. And so here in Southeast Wisconsin, we see jobs coming here, and we need to make sure that individuals are prepared for the jobs of the future, people in school and workers who need to have the skills to be able to take advantage of some of these higher wage jobs. I think there's an opportunity to examine how we deliver a particular higher education product. I have a background in manufacturing, a background in higher education, and think there's an opportunity to sit down to make sure that we're delivering that higher education product in a manner that's affordable and effective. I don't think that that's really terribly partisan. It's not Democrat or Republican. It's not liberal or conservative. What I learned on the trail over the past 6-7 months of campaigning is that most people are frustrated with the noise and with the bickering, with the partisan divides. And what most people want to see is people come together to solve problems. And so the Democrats will hold the majority. They'll hold the speaker's gavel going forward. And I stand ready to work with anyone. And so a lot of this will be in the hands of the next Speaker of the House.
You have really big shoes to fill. Speaking of Speaker of the House, how similar in style are you to Paul Ryan, who's retiring at the end of this term?
I think what you can learn from Paul Ryan, and having grown up in Wisconsin and seen him work firsthand, is really how do you work with other people to get things done? And if you learn anything from him, it's how to have a conversation, that you can disagree without being disagreeable, that you can work with individuals across the spectrum to try to get results on behalf of the American people.
I want to ask you about your state. Wisconsin was hit, touched maybe by the blue wave this election. Your Republican governor, Scott Walker, a very prominent national Republican, lost his seat. Wisconsin was a state that helped send Donald Trump to the White House in 2016. What do you think Republicans need to do in the next 2 years to keep Wisconsin in their column?
I think it's, for me, it's getting out there and having conversations of why conservative policies are in the best interests of people here in Southeast Wisconsin, and in particular, to take advantage of the economic wave that we've seen. And so what I've learned is hard work and being out there and having conversations with people is front and center to be able to advance that agenda forward. And so as I'm out there talking with people day in and day out, they want to take a step forward economically. They want to be able to benefit from the economic progress that we've seen. And so for me, it's put your nose to the ground, go out and have those conversations and listen to folks across our state to try to do that. And that's not an easy task, but one that I look forward to doing over the next 2 years.
Congressman-elect Brian Stile of Wisconsin's 1st congressional district, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Peter.